why don't you start by telling everyone, first of all, how you found the course so far?
Really good. Exciting, life-changing. I mean, every week it's two very intense days, and then it takes the rest of the week to recover and kind of take in everything that God's done. And it is just life-changing. We've only started in September or October. I feel so different already. So, and we've got the rest of the year, so it's really good. I'm really enjoying it. It's good.
Great. A couple of weeks ago, we went on our first outreach onto the streets, treasure hunting. Why don't you tell people what your thoughts about that were?
Well, first of all, I wanted to vomit. I was terrified. The thing that stopped me applying for TSM originally was the stuff about doing stuff on the streets. I just thought, nope, that's not me. But God made me, I was just reading the rest of it and cried at the rest of it. I thought, okay, I can't just discount it because of treasure hunting. But I was terrified. Nothing in me wanted to do it at all, apart from the thought that perhaps if I just looked foolish, I might get to see someone healed. There was a little bit of that, but the rest of it was just terror, to be honest. So
the second week we went out, you ended up having this most incredible encounter. Why don't you tell everyone what happened?
Yeah, it's crazy. It didn't feel any different, apart from I was a little bit more bold, but the rest of it felt the same. And I went out with Angela and a guy called Matt, and we had these random clues that it's just very strange how it all works out. But Angela had a number, so we thought maybe it's a bus number or something. So we went to the bus stop or the bus shelter, we're looking for the number. While we were looking for that, Matt spotted a shop with what was nearly the number, but not quite. But it led him to see in the window a mannequin that was dressed in Jamaican colours, and that was one of his clues. So we thought, okay. So he and I decided we'd go in the shop. There was only one man that we could see. We thought, oh, that'd be all right. So we went in, and the shop had a lot more than one person in, and the guy behind the counter had a turban on. And I just thought, oh, gosh, what are we doing in here? So we walked in, and we must have looked like we were going to hold the shop up, because we walked in and then kind of randomly looking around thinking, ah, what are we going to do? And the shopkeeper said, can I help you? And I said, look, we're on an alternative treasure hunt. We feel God's led us here. We had the clue of Jamaican colours. And he said, yeah, look, lots of Jamaican colours. I mean, all the clothes had it on it. And he said, go look at that rack down there. I thought, he's not getting the point. I don't want any clothes. I'm here for another reason. And then I noticed a woman sat on a chair next to the checkout. And I just thought, oh, it's make or break. I've got to do something. We're dying in here. So I just said to her, is your name Janet? And she said, yes, it is. So she said, yes. Matt and I went, what? Well, I mean, never happened before. So we got to pray for her. She'd just come out of hospital. She needs a hip replacement. So she had general anaesthetic that morning, was absolutely amazed. She's been praying for a sign for years. And she felt like us pointing us out and her being God's treasure that day was a sign. And she was really moved. The guy with the turban went to get some kitchen roll because she was crying so much. And, you know, it was just amazing that God would do that. And after that, we went somewhere else. And I don't think I'll go in that shop on my own for a long, long time, because I got bold. I mean, even the craziest clues. So the last question was, any of you want to be as free as a bird? And they just looked at me like, what? So it has its ups and downs, but it's worth having a go. So
that's so good. Can we thank Sarah for sharing?